R. Kelly in jail. Couple pleads guilty. I'm Barton Eckert. R&B singer R. Kelly is expected to appear in a Chicago court in a few hours after being arrested and charged with aggravated sexual abuse. Cook County State's attorney Kim Fox announced 10 counts on Friday against the Grammy winner. She said the abuse dated back as far as 1998. A California couple who shackled some of their 13 children to beds and starved them pleaded guilty Friday to torture and other abuse.
David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty to 14 counts each, including torture and false imprisonment. Riverside County DA Michael Hestrin says in exchange for the plea, the couple accepts a sentence of 25 years to life.
It's the same sentence that someone gets for first-degree murder. If you think about what happened in this case, the defendants ruined lives.
Jim Roop, Riverside.
That winter storm that dumped record snowfall in Arizona has moved east. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
It is full-on blizzard conditions today, stretching from Nebraska right through Iowa into Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. There's a lot of wind associated with this system, so the potential to bring down trees, also take out electricity, is certainly real today.
In what's being called a move to ensure former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort will face prison time, even if pardoned for his federal crimes, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is said to be preparing state criminal charges against him. A floor vote has been set for Tuesday by House Democrats on a resolution aimed at blocking the president's emergency declaration at the southern border. This in an effort to get the border wall funding he wants. Trump is ready should the measure reach his desk. He says he will veto it. On Wall Street, wrapped up the week with gains on Friday, the Dow up 181. I'm Barton Eckert.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
The run-up to this year's Oscars has been filled with controversies. Correspondent David Daniel has a look at who is most likely to take home Oscar gold on Sunday.
This gentleman says that I'm not permitted to dine here.
I'm afraid not.
If any film can top Roma for Best Picture, it's probably Green Book.
Don't paint me as a victim. I am much more interesting than that.
Glenn Close's Best Actress nomination for The Wife is her seventh career Oscar nod, and she's never won, a streak expected to end Sunday.
I didn't know his fancy dress for it.
You look like an angry lizard.
Got to make an impression, darling.
Best Actor nominee Rami Malek made a big impression as Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. He's expected to become the first actor of Arab descent to win an Oscar. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
A group of Microsoft workers demanding the company cancel a contract with the Army developing headsets that helps spot adversaries on the battlefield. I'm Barton Eckert.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-706-5400. That's 800-706-5400. 800-706-5400.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. So far, things are moving well on the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. No delays reported on the major interstates. There is some roadwork westbound on 66 just west of the Beltway. And then again at Business 234 in Manassas, road widening, taking away the left lane until about 8:30 this morning. And in Charles County, southbound 301 is closed between Buds Creek Road and Rock Point Road because of an accident investigation.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, the Del Walmsley Show at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 on WMAL.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-706-5400. That's 800-706-5400. 800-706-5400.
Hey, business owners. Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Ford, you need to visit my friends at Coles Parkway Ford in Woodbridge during their President's Day sales event. They're offering incredible discounts, and Ford Credit is offering 0% financing on select 2018s. See the dealer for complete details. President's Day savings have never been better at Coles Parkway Ford. You can buy a Ford anywhere, you know that, but Coles Parkway Ford is committed to your complete satisfaction. They've got 4 consecutive President's Awards. That's Ford Motor Company's most prestigious award. And now, exclusively for WMAO listeners, you'll get a $500 savings coupon toward the purchase of a new or used vehicle just for mentioning WMAL. $500 exclusively for WMAO listeners. Also, Coles Ford honors those who serve. Only at Coles Ford, they're going to double all eligible military and first responder incentives from Ford. Visit Coles Parkway Ford, located in Woodbridge, or online, COWLESFord.com. That's Coles with a W, Ford.com. Remember, if you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, and our producer this morning. It is a smorgasbord of news this morning. And we're not talking about Applebee's or Red Lobster. We're talking Ritz-Carlton smorgasbord, okay? I mean, this is Four Seasons Sunday brunch. Unbelievable amount of news to cover, and I don't know. Where do we start? Okay, I thought about this. And I think maybe the place to start is, of all of the news we could talk about this morning, which is the most relevant to your future and our future? And I would say that's probably what's going on at the White House and with the president's upcoming trip to North Korea, his talks recently with China. But that all sounds kind of boring when we could be talking about Bob Kraft and his arrest that was probably impending. He'll probably have to turn himself in Jupiter, Florida, for allegations that he was receiving services that were illegal at a day spa in a strip mall in Jupiter, Florida. We could talk about that. R. Kelly, who you have probably heard by now, has had allegations made, and allegedly a tape was provided by Michael Avenatti, of all people. R. Kelly has now turned himself in Chicago, and that is in conjunction with allegations that he sexually abused four women, at least three of them minors. He has now surrendered in Chicago. But let's get into that a little bit later. And obviously the Jussie Smollett saga continues. But those are stories that will come and go and will be very embarrassing for those people, possibly provide some kind of justice for those people who have been affected in those cases. But what's important to your future probably is more on the lines of what's going to happen with the trade talks with China, what's going to happen with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. But, of course, they're not as exciting as the other stories. So, let us talk about the president. He is at the White House yesterday afternoon. It's one of the cabinet meetings, so they've got the media in the room. And the president was asked first off about how things were going with China. And this is how he laid it out.
Is it more likely that a deal happens or doesn't happen? Speaking for the United States, I would say it's probably more likely that a deal does happen. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. We have great cooperation both ways with China, and a lot of good things are happening. I mean, I think you see that. So many people every day, they are going to make a deal. They aren't going to make a deal. They don't know. They have no idea. It's fake news. You know, it's one of those things. Do they have fake news in China? I think so. But we have a very good chance of making a deal. But both parties want to make it a meaningful deal. We don't want to make a deal that doesn't. I can speak for the vice premier. I can speak for President Xi. I can speak for myself. Both parties want to make this a real deal. We want to make it a meaningful deal, not a deal that's done and doesn't mean anything. We want to make this a deal that's going to last for many, many years and a deal that's going to be good for both countries. But we want to make it meaningful.
And the president has said that he will consider pushing back that March deadline to reach a trade deal with China. And the deadline would see an escalation in tariffs of $200 billion in Chinese imports. So this is, it's kind of more important to us. The president went on to continue when asked about the China trade talks.
China has the advantage of having many years of tremendous success at the expense of the United States. So they understand that. And I never blamed China for that. I blamed our past leaders. Our leaders have done a lousy job with trade. Our country lost $800 billion last year with trade, generally. $800 billion. So the vice premier understands that. So this same agreement should have been made 20 years ago, not now.
All right, so that's President Trump's feelings on the China trade talks as of yesterday. Of course, he is headed to Hanoi this week, where he will have a summit on Wednesday with Kim Jong-un, of course, the North Korean leader. And he was asked about, you know, what's in the cards, what will they talk about, and the president somewhat toying with a member of the media about that question.
That is not a consideration. That is not one of the things on the table.
What is on the table?
Oh, you really want me to discuss that now? Everything is on the table.
That's the president. Now, that's pretty much a summary of what's going on White House-wise. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on about the Syrian troop numbers. You know, at one point there were to be no troops left in Syria. Now the White House and the president saying that 400 American troops will remain in Syria, and we'll get to Tony Schaefer's impressions on that later on this morning. But that's kind of a quick look at the sort of what's going on presidentially. And we've got plenty to talk about. Now, coming up next, we will get in to the Jussie Smollett latest developments, the R. Kelly latest developments, the Bob Kraft latest developments. Also, the campaign trail, some interesting information coming out of the campaign trail that we will get to. Of course, Bernie Sanders announcing that he's running again for president. One of the reporters asked him the other day, what are you going to do differently? He said, well, going to win this time. Good luck, Bernie. That's why they... Anyway, I won't go there. It's 6:15. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Michelle Murray's over in the WMAL Traffic Center.
The earlier accident investigation work on southbound 301 in Charles County between Buds Creek Road and Edge Hill Road, that has been cleared and all travel lanes are now open. We are getting reports of an accident now southbound on 270 in the vicinity of Middlebrook Road. Use caution there. No other incidents or delays to report. Some construction on 395 southbound approaching King Street is affecting the center and the right lanes, and that will be closed until 8 o'clock. No delays to report on 95 from Woodbridge heading into Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you're going to do anything today that's required to be outdoors, do it this morning because the rain rolls in this afternoon. We'll have a high of 43, but rain this afternoon. Morning rain tomorrow, and look out, it's going to be up to 67 degrees on Sunday, but breezy. We'll have winds whipping up around 20 miles an hour tomorrow. For Monday, sunshine, still windy, high 46. Cloudy on Tuesday, high 48. Wednesday, cloudy, high 43. Kind of a balmy winter so far. A couple of cold spells, but not so bad right now. 37 in D.C., heading to 43 this afternoon, 6:17 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. Obviously, the Jussie Smollett case is dominating the headlines this week. And in a month or two, nobody's really going to care. But it's a big deal right now, and it's unbelievable. I mean, the story is unbelievable. If you followed it closely, like most of us around here and most people in the media, you know all the ins and outs and all the details. If you haven't followed it that closely, you probably have heard at least that he claimed he was attacked by two guys, one in a red cap, allegedly a Make America Great hat, racist and homophobic slurs thrown at him. He was beaten up. He said to Robin Roberts, though, that he did swing back. He punched back and made these allegations, which are very troubling because not only was it talking about racism and homophobia, but it was tracing back to President Trump with Make America Great. These were supposedly Trump supporters. They supposedly said, this is MAGA country. Well, it sounded a little fishy to some people right from the beginning, because it was one of the coldest nights of the year in Chicago. And I don't know, the thought of a couple of MAGA guys out there stalking somebody at 2-something in the morning, it sounds a little weird. But anyway, the whole story fell apart. And without me going too far on it, I think the Chicago police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, really sums it up. And these are a little bit longer clips, and I love playing a little bit longer clips here because 10 or 12 seconds, the sound bites that you get on the cable news shows, it doesn't put it all in context. When you hear the Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson lay it out, he says it all.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
So the superintendent continued, and again, he just says that I think what a lot of people are thinking, and he just aired it out in that press conference.
I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve. To make things worse, the accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks. Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor. First, Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language. When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked.
So those are the words of the Chicago Police Superintendent, Eddie Johnson. And the saga continues, and he pretty much puts it out there. Now, you may be frustrated with all of this and a little bit angry about it, and I just started thinking about, well, what does this mean for Jussie Smollett? Okay, he's charged with disorderly conduct in filing a police report that's false, but it is a felony in the state of Illinois. Apparently, from reports, he did this something similar, filing a fake report years ago. It's happened before. Whether this will come up in court, there's a question mark as to whether they can enter that. So he may get off with a light sentence because theoretically they may try and make a case that, nobody was harmed. They might try and say a first-time offense, but apparently he's tried to do this before. But I don't think he's going to get a full 3 years in the slammer. Will they go after him for restitution for the hundreds of hours of police work? I don't know if they will do that. But here are some things that are happening to Jussie Smollett. Think of his legal fees right now. He's got Mark Garagos on the case and Ben Bronfman. And if you've followed any of the high-profile cases out of L.A. over the years, those are two names that are front and center in legal defense of celebrities, people that can afford these guys. So I got to figure they're at least $1,000 an hour each. Top-of-the-line attorneys up in that jurisdiction in terms of fees. So you got to figure right now Jussie is doling out, for those two guys, $2,000 an hour. All the support staff, the other attorneys on the case. Now, his PR firm, reportedly from Harvey Levin at TMZ, his PR firm quit when he went on Good Morning America. Because I thought they're like, whoa, I think we've had enough. So they're out. So he's got to have crisis management people. He's probably got top PR crisis management people coming in. You got to figure, $300-$400 an hour maybe. How many people? You got the lower end people that aren't making that kind of money. But the principals in the firm, probably 18 hours a day, a couple of $100 an hour. So there's $3,000 a day that he's probably doling out right now in crisis management. He's been written out of the final two episodes of this season. They say he was making up to $100,000 an episode. So he just lost that $200,000. I would say the future of his character on the show would be in doubt at this point. I'm not sure how he comes back after this. He's at least lost the $200,000 this season. So that's what's happening right now. So when you consider every time you see him in the weeks ahead or the lawyers or the statements from the attorneys, think of the amount of money that Jussie Smollett is going through right now. Now, with all the evidence, do you really double down on your I'm innocent? Okay. This is what the lawyer said, okay? This is a statement released after the Chicago police press conference. Of course, it starts off this way, quote, "Today we witnessed an organized law enforcement spectacle that has no place in the American legal system. The presumption of innocence, a bedrock in the search for justice, was trampled upon at the expense of Mr. Smollett and notably on the eve of a mayoral election." That's the statement from Smollett's legal team. But it gets better. Mr. Smollett is a young man of impeccable character and integrity who fiercely and solemnly maintains his innocence and feels betrayed by a system that apparently wants to skip due process and proceed directly to sentencing. Oh, are you kidding me? All right, I get the innocent until proven guilty. Fine. However, he's busted. All right? He's the one that put this thing out in the national news. He started this thing. I mean, the reason the people in Chicago are so ticked off about this is it's such an embarrassment for the city. And his lawyers put that statement out. So you got to figure the judge was furious with him, especially for using the noose in all of this. The judge is furious. You heard how furious the police superintendent is. And they double down with that kind of a statement? Do you really think anybody's going to show this guy any mercy when he comes in? You know there'll be a change of venue because they're going to say he can't get a fair trial in Chicago. Duh, I get that. But I do not understand that legal strategy. I do not understand what planet this guy is living on. I mean, you talk about stupid. This is just ridiculous. Anyway, we have plenty more to cover on the Saturday morning update, and it is 6:27 right now.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 800-464-5603. That's 800-464-5603. 800-464-5603. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL. Listen to Into Africa, presented by Oasis Group International and hosted by Michelle Ballarin, this Sunday at 10 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. here on WMAL and WMAL.com. Into Africa, achieving the possible. Sundays at 10 a.m. and 9 p.m.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's a real pleasure to talk to you, but I have to disagree with you.
WMAL.
Are you kidding me?
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy!
It is the Saturday morning update. Coming up on the program, we will be talking with Jennifer Harper at the Washington Times, John Gizzi, of course, at Newsmax, and of course, we'll have an update for you on the New appointment by President Trump for the United Nations ambassadorship. We'll also talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on this morning and Cheryl Atkinson. But it is time to take a look at some of the headlines around the globe. And R. Kelly, real name Robert Kelly, is now in police custody in Chicago. He surrendered last night about 8:15. It's a decade since he survived a high-profile child pornography trial, and he's back in police custody, this time accused of sexual misconduct with underage girls. He was charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. He is expected to appear in bond court today. And that's one day after the Cook County prosecutors alleged in an explosive indictment that the abuse involved four victims, at least three of them minors, from 1998 to 2010. The minors were between 13 and 16, according to prosecutors. Kelly is now 52. He was surrounded by TV cameras when he turned himself into police about 8:15 Central Time last night in Chicago at the Central District Station on the near south side. Officers inside the station handcuffed Kelly and led him away. Police in Florida have charged New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. They say they have videotape evidence of him paying for a sex act inside an illicit massage parlor in a strip mall in Jupiter, Florida. Police told reporters yesterday that Kraft has not been arrested. A warrant will be issued and his attorneys will be notified. Bob Kraft is 77 years old. The charge comes amid a widespread crackdown on sex trafficking in the area surrounding Palm Beach County. About 200 arrest warrants have been issued in recent days. More are expected. Reports say that there are other names that we will recognize among those warrants. Of course, the Patriots won the Super Bowl earlier this month in Atlanta. The team did not immediately respond to requests for comment. In a statement, a spokesperson for Kraft said they, quote, categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it's a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further. Published reports say that prosecutors in New York City are building a potential criminal case against President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, already awaiting sentencing on federal conspiracy and fraud convictions. Manafort could face prosecution on state charges by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, even if Trump pardons him for his federal convictions. The move would be significant because Trump's pardon power doesn't extend to state charges. The president hasn't said that he would pardon Paul Manafort, nor indicated that he might. Bloomberg was first to report these developments and cited people with knowledge of the matter. Friday's reports say it isn't clear what charges the DA office is considering. President Trump has picked Kelly Kraft, the U.S. ambassador to Canada, as his nominee to serve as the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Trump says in a pair of tweets on Friday evening that Kraft has, quote, done an outstanding job representing our nation, and he has, quote, no doubt that under her leadership, our country will be represented at the highest level. And we'll talk further with John Gizzi about that nomination coming up later in the program. It's 6:34. It's time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Southbound on 270 between Middlebrook Road and Montgomery Village Avenue. Authorities are checking for reports of an accident in that area. Looks like things are slowing down there a little bit, so do use caution. Traveling on westbound 66 at Route 28 in Centerville, a tractor-trailer accident looks like it's affecting the right shoulder and the right lane. Not really causing any significant delays, but do use caution through that area. The earlier accident southbound on 301 in Charles County between Buzz Creek Road and Rock Point Road has been cleared. The accident investigation is finished and all lanes are now open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain in the forecast for this afternoon, a high temperature 43 for tomorrow. Rain in the morning, then windy by afternoon. High temperature 67 on Sunday. Winds could whip up around 20 miles an hour. continues to be breezy on Monday, high only of 46 with sunshine. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high 48. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high 43. Right now in Washington, we are looking at 37 degrees, heading to 43 this afternoon, 6:35, Saturday morning update.
Are you using insurance to protect your family? Remember, your insurance needs will change with every change in your finances, especially if you add new assets or take on new debt. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. A good financial advisor can help you with your entire financial plan, including insurance. Give us a call today to learn how we can work with you.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
It's time to start preparing your home to sell this spring. Hi, I'm Eric Stewart. I want you to join me Sunday morning right here at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home Show, which is your number one local real estate news resource. Here I'll help you learn how to prepare your home to sell, how to get the most return on your home, plus you can learn all about the current market trends for the DMV. With over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. So start learning today. Just Google Eric Stewart Group right now. Go to ericstewartgroup.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Great to have you with us, and always great to have Jennifer Harper join us. She writes inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
The Oscars are tomorrow night, and wow, a lot of not-so-positive publicity around the Oscars this year. And what does the American public seem to feel about whether they're going to watch it or not?
Well, it kind of looks like they're going to be a bunch of no-shows, Rick. And I think Oscar fatigue has set in. And, of course, even this early in the morning, I have a poll just for you. And this reveals that two-thirds of Americans will not watch the Academy Awards, not any of it. And, you know, this is a very glittering but a very predictable show. So 65% of Americans say, no, not going to watch it, not going to watch any of it. And that includes 81% of Republicans, 70% of independents, and even 53% of those Hollywood-friendly Democrats. And this is according to a new YouGov poll, which came out on Thursday. And they also suggest why this is happening. The survey also found that 48% of Americans, that this is essentially half, say that it is inappropriate for Oscar winners and hosts to discuss politics in their speeches. And there's a partisan divide there. 84% of Republicans agree with that, along with 52% of independents, but only 22% of Democrats. And, a lot of people are really expecting this kind of political onslaught. About half of them say that there's going to be more politics than usual this year. And, of course, again, there's a big partisan divide there. And sort of last but not least, half of all Americans say it makes no difference to them one way or another if actors or movies win an Oscar in the first place. They just don't care too much about that. And the survey also asked, well, you know, what kind of awards would you like to see at the Oscars? And some of the things that were suggested, which sound like kind of a good idea, is to give out an award for the best performance by a rookie actor, the best voices in a major animated feature, and the best stunt coordination. And so you have to also remember there's a price to pay for the networks. ABC is carrying this tomorrow beginning at 8 p.m., but there's a price to pay because Oscar fatigue, has been on the rise, and ratings last year, they had dropped by 19% to an all-time low of 26.5 million viewers. You have to remember that the number was 43.7 million only 5 years ago. And one other thing, if you can deal with it this morning, I did a little history here about Ronald Reagan and the Oscars, Rick. Would you like to hear that?
Absolutely. Did he ever win an Oscar?
No, he did not. That's a very interesting thing. He appeared in 50 films, but he never won an Oscar. And even he was even president of the Screen Actors Guild, but he never won an Oscar. And so let's go all the way back to 1981, March 31st. President Reagan gave a video greeting at the 53rd Oscars that year, hosted by Johnny Carson. Some of the guests, Peter O'Toole, Diana Ross, Mary Tyler Moore, Michael Jackson, Robert Duvall, Peter Ustinov was there. And you have to remember that Mr. Reagan had been shot the day before in an attempted assassination just 24 hours earlier, and he had pre-recorded this message a week before. And the White House went to the Academy of Motion Pictures of Arts and Sciences and said, use the tape. Go right ahead. And so this is what President Reagan told the world on March 31st, 1981. He said, the miracle of American technology links us with millions of moviegoers around the world. It's the motion picture that shows us all how we look and sound, but more important, how we feel. When it achieves its most noble intent, film reveals that people everywhere share common dreams and emotions. Tonight, I applaud all who create, make, distribute, exhibit, and attend movies. I salute the Academy for its influence on the world's most enduring art form. Film is forever. I have been trapped in some films forever myself. And that's what Reagan told the audience, and they laughed with delight, and they applauded with great gusto. And if you're curious, that scene is right on YouTube. That's where I found it and transcribed it.
That's very interesting, and it's reminiscent of a time when, at the Oscars, if you did hear a joke or two about the current administration, it was sort of a generic humor. It was not the partisan political attack, the vitriol that we see today.
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, it's made a huge difference. People do not watch these shows for those reasons, and it's certainly coming out in the polls here and also the ratings. So perhaps it will be a teachable moment for those who produce the show, and it's an important show, and, you know, I don't dismiss it at all, but I think it could be a lot more than it has become.
Our colleagues in the media are off to Vietnam en masse to cover President Trump's visit there, the summit upcoming with Kim Jong-un.
Yes, I mean, it's already North Korea time here, and the coverage for President Trump's historic second meeting with Kim Jong-un, the coverage begins tomorrow. And just to cite an example, all the broadcasters and cable news folks will be there, but we can cite the coverage that Fox News is planning for everyone. And you have to remember, too, that President Trump has set a very promising theme here for his meeting. And according to the White House, the president is seeking, quote, transformational peace, and he is committed to achieving a bright and secure future for all people on the Korean Peninsula and across the world. Now, how about that? That's kind of a noble theme going on there. I like that theme. But anyway, Fox News is very prepared, and they will start their live coverage tomorrow from Hanoi, Vietnam, and they will continue, you know, throughout the whole week, and Chief National Correspondent Ed Henry is the one opening up the festivities there on Fox, followed by Sean Hannity, and all these folks are going to be appearing live. All of the shows that you're used to is definitely going to give the media something to do, because they've been waiting and waiting for the Mueller report to be released, and looks like that's not going to happen imminently. That's what the latest scuttlebutt is, but anyway, at least they've got North Korea to look at.
You mentioned the president's approach. Did you say a noble theme or a Nobel theme?
that's a good. Well, you never know. I think it's a strategic move on his part.
You were talking about network anchors. What's the latest on George Stephanopoulos' future?
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw this one in. If you're curious about the kind of salaries that are still happening out there in the news media, ABC News has signed a new 4-year deal with George, And it could ultimately be worth $72 million for him. And our friends over at the New York Post got the inside skinny in all of this. You have to remember that George Stephanopoulos, believe it or not, has been with ABC for 17 years. He's the anchor of Good Morning America and This Week, everyone's Sunday stop. We have to remember that George Stephanopoulos has been with the network for 17 years. He currently anchors Good Morning America and This Week. And the New York Post is reporting that both CNN and CBS have tried to lure him away, heavily courted him. And this is what the New York Post says. But in the end, he stayed put, signing a deal with ABC worth somewhere between $15 million and $18 million per year. You do the math, and that's $72 million possibly for Mr. Stephanopoulos.
Well, if you do the math, anything over $10 million goes to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez slush fund.
Could be.
Bernie Sanders announcing that he'll run for president this week. Joe Biden still has not made an announcement, but you've got some interesting news on the two of them.
Yes, it's very interesting to watch these two because their names are, they have instant name recognition with a lot of voters out there. And it's interesting, there's a whole kind of a Biden and Bernie culture out there. And first, let's look at Joe Biden really quick. He may be in for a reality check about his popularity. And this is coming from, believe it or not, Stephen Shepard. He is the chief polling analyst over at Politico. And this is what he has to say, a direct quote from him. Joe Biden's big lead in early Democratic 2020 polling might be a bunch of malarkey. Again, malarkey.
Wow.
While most polls show the former vice president hovering around 30% of the Democratic vote, primary vote, well ahead of second-place Senator Bernie Sanders, two recent surveys paint a starkly different picture, raising the question of whether Biden is a real front-runner or just has big name recognition. Again, this is coming from Politico, and then we can kind of move over to CNN. Is Biden really the best answer for the party? This is coming from their political analyst, Julian Zelizer. He says, is Biden really the best answer for the party? There is good reason for Democrats to be skeptical and to consider supporting other candidates. And there were quite a few other questions about Mr. Biden. So we have to wonder, is his favorability a load of malarkey, as Politico may suggest? But then let's look over at Bernie Sanders. Now, there's a lot of Bernie buzz out there. He certainly announced this week on Tuesday that he's planning on running in 2020. And immediately after that announcement, he called President Trump a sexist xenophobe. Then he accused billionaire Howard Schultz of blackmailing the Democratic Party. And then he immediately raised $6 million for his campaign in 24 hours. So that sounds very promising. And, you know, he's had all this support, even coming from Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. They've been supporting Bernie Sanders for years and saying that they're supporting Bernie because the next president of the United States will decide the fate of the country and our planet, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought the best remarks came from Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDonald. This is what she told Fox News. She says, Bernie Sanders is going to force Democrats to lurch further to the left, further to the progressive socialist side of the Democratic Party. You're already seeing candidates trying to out Bernie. And the American people have to look at these radical ideas they're proposing and what it will do for our economy versus the results of this administration with wages up, jobs coming back, and the GDP up. Our country is doing phenomenally well. Why would we want to change that? Again, that's Ronna McDaniels, and certainly the stock market was up again yesterday, so she's got a point.
And how are the Republicans feeling about Donald Trump?
Well, this is kind of happy news because, as all our listeners know and as you and I know, he's constantly under attack from the news media, his political rivals, clever strategists. It just goes on and on all day, every day, and a lot of us are used to it by now. But you have to wonder, the media constantly suggests that his support is eroding. But I've got a pretty interesting and very significant poll. This is coming from Morning Consult, and they interviewed 13,974 registered GOP voters. They did this on February 11 through 17, so it's very recent. This is what they found out. They found that 77% of all Republican voters support nominating Mr. Trump for re-election, and that includes 6 out of 10 of them who strongly support the idea. Another 13% would prefer someone else, while 8% somewhat support an alternative choice. So it's not really too pronounced there. But 77% of the Republican voters wanting to renominate him, that's not too shabby. And if you break down some of the numbers on this, 8 out of 10 Republicans who are between the ages of 45 and 65 support his nomination. Okay? That's a pretty huge voting block, and you have to remember, too, that the older voters are very engaged and they're much more motivated to vote. But, you know, wonders of wonders, the president even has the support of 64% of those fickle 18 to 29-year-olds, the millennials, along with 72% of those who are between 30 and 44 years old. So all those numbers this early in the morning, what it translates to is that's pretty good support.
You know, often when you go into a restaurant and you look at a fancy cocktail menu, it's really tough to decide what to choose. But you have some poll numbers on cocktails?
Yes, and they're coming from a very interesting source. These are coming from Nielsen. These are the folks that usually measure your TV watching and so forth and so on, and they have expanded into the consumer world in a really big way. And the Nielsen rating system can now determine the favorite cocktails of Americans. And this is based on some very painstaking research they do, which they call on-premise cocktail consumption. That's Nielsen's term for it, and they conducted their on-premise cocktail consumption during the last 4 months of 2018. And this is this research, Rick, is so precise that it covers the popularity of these drinks hour by hour and region by region. And so if you're curious, well, the average price of an American cocktail is about $9. And it jumps to $11 in New York City and $12 in Chicago. Of course, you and I have heard of some of these craft cocktails that are, like, unbelievably expensive. But anyway, without further ado, Nielsen says that the margarita is in first place as the most popular drink in America, followed by the martini, the old-fashioned, the mimosa, and the Moscow Mule. And they say that other drinks were more popular in different locations or at different times of the day, and they also include in that mix the Bellini, the classic mojito, the Bloody Mary sangria, the cosmopolitan, and the Long Island iced tea. That's your cocktail report for a Saturday morning.
Surprised to see the margarita outguns a martini. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, The Washington Times. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
6:53 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, westbound on 66, right at Route 28, the Centerville exit, exit 53, there is a tractor-trailer accident in the right shoulder and the right lane, not causing significant delays, but do be aware of that. Also, road widening work is scheduled till 8:30 this morning, westbound on 66, west of the Beltway, and again at Business 234 in Manassas in the left lane. On 270 southbound between Middlebrook Road and Montgomery Village Avenue, watch for some accident activity. Starting to see some delays in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like rain today with a high 43. Rain tomorrow. It's going to be breezy both days. We'll be up to 67 tomorrow afternoon. We'll have morning rain, and then it should taper off in the afternoon. Sunshine Monday, high 46. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high 48. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high 43. Right now in Washington, 38, headed to 43, 6:53, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, one angle it's not being talked about by the major news outlets, you heard about it on Fox, but probably nowhere else, is the damage that was done to the country in Jussie Smollett's comments. And real quick, it's this whole idea that it was guys in MAGA hats, that it's white racists inspired by Donald Trump to beat him up, when, of course, he wasn't beaten up by white racists supporting Donald Trump. He was supposedly beaten up by two Nigerian brothers. This is how Smollett put it on Good Morning America.
Who the f*** would make something like this up or add something to it or whatever it may be? I'm an advocate.
Do you think there's a link between the letter and the attack. And you did mention it to the police right away about the letter.
Absolutely. Just because on the letter it had a stick figure hanging from a tree with a gun pointing towards it, with the words that said, "Smollett Jussie, you will die, black." There was no address, but the return address said in big red, you know, like caps, MAGA. Did I make that up too?
Yes, you did. And Sarah Sanders, I think, sums it up pretty much how a lot of people feel.
Look, I think there were so many people, including a lot of leadership from the Democrat Party, everybody from Nancy Pelosi, Cory Booker, and a number of others, mostly those that are running for president, that quickly came out and attacked the president, blamed the president. And in fact, as we learn more, it certainly seems like the only person to blame in this case is Smollett. And it's another sad example of people so quick to want to attack and come after this president, much like you saw with the Covington kids and certainly with this case as well. And the president's pushing back.
Of course, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. 6:56, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Why are you checking your phone?
I'm so sorry. Let me just finish this up. There. I placed a trade for tomorrow morning. Boom.
Wow, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I've been taking classes at Online Trading Academy.
Really?
I was just feeling really stuck, you know, frustrated, trying to get ahead. But they taught me some really great skills, and I'm loving it. They've taught me all these new strategies designed to produce income and grow my retirement savings.
It's Online Trading Academy?
They're a world leader in teaching people how to become traders and investors.
You think I can learn this?
I mean, of course. I was just glad I signed up for their free class to see if Online Trading Academy was right for me. They show you all kinds of different strategies you can learn to make money trading and investing and to adapt to the market, whether it's going up or down.
How do I get started?
Online Trading Academy invites you to their next free class. If you call 877-304-TRADE right now and register, they'll send you a free online video course so you can start learning right away. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your heating bills and save you 40%. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice for replacement windows. Most window dealers buy their windows from a manufacturer. They mark them up, and then they hire a subcontractor to install them. And who do you think you call if you have a warranty claim years down the road? Guess is as good as mine. You get high quality, super efficient windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. And right now, buy one window, get one 40% off plus zero interest until September 2020. See thompsoncreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK, but do it before this offer is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
I'll never forget the day that it happened. I was with my son, Christian. We were in the parking lot, and we were throwing the ball back and forth, as you do before you get into the game. And in about 5 minutes, I had to sit down because I was out of breath. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm suddenly a lot older than I thought I was, or it's time to finally get serious about getting healthy and losing weight. And that was it. That New Year's, I went into EMP 180 Weight Loss in Tyson's Corner, and they put me on a program. And in less than 4 months, I lost 40 pounds. And I'm healthy again, and I'm fit again. And most importantly, I can enjoy life with my kids. Nobody should sit on the sidelines when they're supposed to be the fun dad. Don't throw away these days. Please do what I did. Get serious about your health, get serious about losing that weight, and go to EMP 180 Weight Loss. They're in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, Woodbridge, Alexandria, and Ashburn. It's the standard now in Washington, D.C. It's because it works. I love hearing the stories of so many people who've gotten their life back because of it, just like me. Give them a call, 855-888-0180, or visit them online, emp180.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-706-5400. That's 800-706-5400. 800-706-5400.
The 7 o'clock news is next with Heather Curtis. Then we're back with John Gizzi. Latest on what's going on at the White House. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is coming up and Cheryl Atkinson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.